fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, fought crime and criminals through the length and breadth of seven states. The stories of his courage and daring were told around a thousand campfires. Indian and white men alike turned to him when they needed help, for his reputation for fairness was known to everyone. It was he, more than any other man, who finally brought law and order to the new territory. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past, come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! I'll go to the new Cedarville! We've got to hurry! I'll see you over! Come on!
Our story begins one evening in the cafe at Cedarville. Three men are standing at the bar. Newt Burt, the sheriff, Duff Seeley, the local harness maker, and Bill Meadows, a horse dealer. Meadows says,
Sheriff, I don't hold you the way you've got it figured out at all. Lyde says he'd swear there was just two fellas hung off that second bunch of horses, and Pope Peters don't stir a step as he's got his whole gang on.
I don't know, Bill. Came them as far as Antelope Pass, didn't we? Ain't that folks' old stamping ground?
That don't prove nothing.
Yeah, it's too doggone bad old Lige couldn't get to town sooner to let us know the last time. If we could have started after him just 15 minutes sooner, we'd have likely caught him. Once near the pass, there's a couple of hundred canyons for them to hide in.
That's the wildest country there is.
It ain't no wilder than I'm feeling right now.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, Duff.
Is there anybody you suspicion for this?
If there was, I wouldn't mention it till I got some proof. Why, you got ideas?
Well, I don't know that it amounts to anything, if you can take it for what it's worth. Not few Ma was in my shop the day before yesterday. He bought himself one of the best saddles I had. Boy was carried.
Careful, Duff. The Alcina's sitting right over there. He might hear you.
Oh, what of it? Look here, Sheriff. The Alcina's just an engine. Me and Little Wolf, that partner of his, don't do nothing but raise a little grub on the place of theirs. And tell the folks in town. Now, where would they get enough cash from that to be able to throw it away on fancy saddles?
Can't save a fella for spending money.
You can if that same was stolen.
Sheriff, I wonder if Duff ain't on the right track. We've got Lige's word for it, but there was two fellas herding them hawkers. What's to prevent them fellas being Yakima and his sidekick?
Yakima! Hey there.
Oh.
Step over here a second, Redskin. I'd like to ask you a couple of questions.
Buy fresh grub from Yakima?
Nope. But I wouldn't mind knowing how much cash you little old's been making out of that garden of yours.
Make plenty cash. Yakima buy saddles. Buy good saddles. Pay cash. That's any good, huh?
Maybe just a mite too good, Injun.
Saddle come high, Yakima. You sure you got all the cash for that saddle just from the grub you've been selling?
Me save cash long time now. Me want saddle long time. Now me got, Sheriff.
I reckon the Redskin could stand more questioning. The story don't sound straight to me.
What matter? You think me not tell truth?
You got that we don't, Injun.
Hold on, Dad. You might be telling the truth. Most savvy Redskins enough to know how they are once they get the notion in their head they gotta have something. I recollect one old fella that near starved himself to death just to buy his squaw a mirror like white folks
use. Yeah, I don't mean nothing, Injun. Huh? Oh, it's you, but. Thought I told you to tend the shop while I was gone.
Mr. Gregory stopped in to find out how much some work you want done at Crossing.
Well, what you want done?
I took the shortcut around back to get here sooner.
What's that got to do with it?
Mr. Keeley, just wait a second. Sheriff, I've seen something when I came here that I think you ought to know.
Yeah? What's that, Buzz?
Oh, don't let the rest of get me, will you?
Well, what do you mean, Buzz?
He's got a horse tethered around inside the cafe where it's dark. I know it's your humor because the saddle Mr. Keeley just sold him is on it. And that saddle is on one of the horses that was sold for Mr. Madison.
What? Oh, not tell truth.
Yakima leave horse in front.
Don't let him get me, Sheriff.
Careful, Redskin.
He not hurt him.
We're going to find out about this. You sure it was Yakima saddle you seen on that horse, Buzz?
I ought to know, Sheriff. I helped Mr. Seeley make it.
Maybe you made a mistake in the horse.
No, sir. Mr. Madison, it was that big black horse with a white blaze on its head that you let me ride a couple of times before it was sold. I'd know that horse anywhere.
And by thunder, so would I. It's around to the side of the cafe, you say?
Uh-huh. He likely left it there, hoping nobody would see it.
Come on, Redskin.
Me not steal horse.
You'll blame soon find out. Lead the way, Buzz.
I can take you right to it.
I guess this proves I had the right one, Sheriff.
Let me show it up.
He leaves horse right there. It's gone.
Don't try to pretend, Injun.
Yakima not thief. Yakima not steal.
Redskin, well, it looked mighty bad for you, but didn't make no mistake.
What me
not... Hey, hurry. It sounds like there's somebody around there.
What the...
Hey,
it's the
masked
man.
And he's taking
his
horse with him.
Hold up, over your fire. Saddle too fast
to hit. Well, that's it. There goes the evidence. I seen the saddle, though. It was the one I sold to the engine, all right.
Yeah, and that is one of the horses that was stolen from me.
Yakima, you're going to jail. He'll get my deputies and tell them we're taking after that masked off. Hurry it up so we can get started before the trail gets cold.
Come here. Where do you think you're going?
I was just going back to the shop, Mr. Seeley.
Look here. How's that masked fellow know that horse was there? Did you get careless?
Gosh, I don't know how he found out. Honest, I don't. I done just like to show me. I was sure nobody seen me.
Yeah, he spoiled everything. He's got a jail engine, but he won't be able to keep him in jail if he's got evidence.
But even if he does let Yakima out again, he'll figure him and Little Wolf as the horse thieves just the same, won't he?
Maybe. But it ain't to be depended on. Who was around when you took the Indian horse from the cafe?
Nobody, Mr. Seeley. I made sure of that.
Then what did you do after you took the Indian horse?
I hid it away in that place, you said. Then I changed the saddle under the stolen horse and brought it around to the side of the cafe the way you told me. Gosh, it just don't seem possible anybody could have seen me do it. And right after that, I came inside the cafe. Now can I get back to the shop, Mr. Seeley?
No.
But I've got...
I've got more work for you.
Yeah?
You're riding Antelope Pass. You're collecting the $500 Turco's missing first bunch of horses we sold for him. And tell him that masked man is around these parts.
Oh, please, Mr. Seeley, I don't want to get mixed up anymore in this horse deal. Haven't I done enough already?
Oh, are you?
Please, I don't want...
You'd like to report me to law, wouldn't you?
No, you wouldn't tell a thing, Mr. Seeley. Honest, I wouldn't. Just don't make me...
Give me your hand.
Huh?
I said give me your hand.
Yeah. My arm, it's twitching it. Don't, I'm sorry for what I said. Let me go.
Changed your tune, didn't you?
And it hurt, Mr. Seeley.
And the next time will hurt worse. Now, are you going to do like I say, or ain't you?
I'll ride the post camp, Mr. Seeley.
Afraid of the crooked harness making threat, spurred his horse on through the night until he had reached the camp of Polk and his gang. There he delivered Duff's message. He did not know, however, that in spite of the precautions he had taken, The masked man and Tonto had trailed in from town. They had reined in their horses less than a mile from Polk's camp, and
we can't get closer to the camp, Tonto. Polk's guards posted more than half a mile down the trail.
Him play safe.
Yes, he's making it difficult for us. We've got to prove that we and Dust really are working together. And if I can get Dust to visit Polk's camp, then all the sheriff will have to do would be to see them together.
Not right.
In this case, however, that won't work. By the time the sheriff got near the camp, the guards would have given the alarm and Dust would have made his escape.
And what we do?
We'll wait here until the boy returns. It shouldn't be long soon. And Tonto, as long as we can't take the law to the outlaws, we'll have to do something else.
What's that?
Make the outlaws go to the law.
You got a plan?
I have.
Wait. Maybe that boy now.
He probably is. We'll see when he's clear of the mouth of that canyon.
Can you stop him?
As I said, we have to make the outlaws go to the law. I know a way to do that. First, we'll have to capture the boy, however. There he is.
How far from here? The nearest guard set up.
They're not here.
Then come on.
Come on, whoever shouts. Rain up, boy. Stop your horse. Go to the wall, boy. Go.
Go, Tom.
Let me go. Hey, it's the master of the in town.
You're right.
Hey, you're a friend of Yakima's. Look, I didn't want to see him jailed.
Quiet. What's that money talk you have there?
I... Well, it ain't...
I'll take it.
You hold up, man.
Enough. You're going to tell us where you got this cash, however, and what it's
no.
for.
Wait, listen.
There's no hurry. You're going to camp with us. You can tell us then.
Please, miss, I got to get back to town.
Dismount.
But...
I said dismount.
All right, Caesar.
Take him off shot with you, Tonto, but keep the rope on him.
Now you get in saddle.
When morning arrived and Buck Davis had not returned, Duff Field began to worry. At first he suspected that Buck might have run away, taking the cash with him. But when the boy's horse returned, riderless, to the home corrals, his suspicions took a different turn. However, before acting upon them, he decided to turn even this misfortune to his own advantage. He persuaded the sheriff to ride with him toward Little Wolf's cabin, about a mile from town.
I tell you, Sheriff, it's as plain as day. Just as soon as Little Wolf found out his father's thrown in jail, found out it was the cause of Buck, he decided to get even.
It's likely. Here we are.
Let's
get home, all right.
There's his horse. Let's be inside. Come on.
I'll soon get to the bottom of this. Open up there. Open this here door before I bust it open.
What matter? Why are you...
Redskin, you're going to talk and talk fast. What have you done with Buck Davis? Where have you got him hit? Well, maybe I killed him already.
What you talk about?
Don't give us that.
Talk or it'll be the worst for you, little one.
Me not see Buck. Me not got him here.
Why, you blasted sneaking Redskin, I ought have done with you. Buck is just the same as a son to me. I'm going to get him back safe and sound, or you wish you never was born. Now will you talk?
Why, you think me take Buck?
Because we just the same as caught your partner, Red Hander, with one of the stolen horses last night. Because we happen to know there were two fellas that run the horses off, which makes it look mighty bad for you. And because it was Buck that got the goods on Yakima. And now he's gone.
Yakima not steal horse. Me not steal horse either. You get wrong fellas.
Well, Sheriff, what are you going to do with a fool cat?
If he won't talk, there's just one thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in jail alongside his partner until he does. All right, Redskin, you're coming with me.
Oh, no. Do not take Little Wolf.
Not Martin.
You'll make bad mistakes. Little Wolf not savvy where Buck is. Do not take him.
Maybe you'll change that story after you've had a spell in jail. You think it over. Now get on your horse.
Come on, Duff. I won't be going back into town with you, Sheriff. I reckon you can handle Injun alone, can't you?
And a dozen more like him. Where are you going?
To start hunting for Buck. How do we know how soon Injun will tell where he is? Maybe Buck's someplace right now where he ain't got food or water. There's a chance to get police.
Yeah, but wait till I send a posse to help you.
Nope, I'm starting right now. Sheriff, that boy meant more to me than I can tell you. And I just gotta be looking for him.
Uh-huh. I reckon I said
it. I'll see you later, Sheriff. Get up there.
All right, Kim. We're heading for the jailhouse. Come on. Get up. Get on, boy.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. In spite of Duff's statements, he did not believe the boy, Buck Davis, had been made a prisoner by Littlewood. When Duff left the sheriff, he drove his horse toward Antelope Pass, where he made his way through a maze of canyons. After being hailed by Polk sentinels, he was permitted to enter the outlaw's camp.
Duff, what in places are you doing here?
I reckon you can guess.
You got a line on more horses?
I'm looking for Buck.
Huh?
You're the horse to tell me where he is.
Where he is? Didn't he get home last night? He started out soon enough.
He didn't get home.
But I thought
what
that...
more, I got a good notion why he didn't. Did you give him the cash you owed me?
Sure I did. Say, you mean you figure he went off with it? Well, I'll be...
He didn't run nowhere.
And what are you talking
about? He showed up at home this morning by itself. You wouldn't by any chance have figured you'd keep that cash for yourself, would you?
Now, look here.
You wouldn't have drilled the kid, because I'd think he stole my cash, would you?
Why, you blame fool. If I'd done that, why would I let his horse get away?
Maybe you couldn't help yourself. Maybe it broke loose before you could stop it.
You're a blasted idiot.
Oh, I am, am I?
Of course you are. There's a dozen things could have happened to the kid without my having anything to do with him. Maybe one of the stirrup straps busted and he took a tumble.
The stirrup straps was all right.
Well, his horse could have thrown him, couldn't it? Well, maybe that masked fellow you said was around here might have done something with him.
How could he? The sheriff sent his deputies to take him. He had enough to do to look out for himself without trailing after Buck.
It's the same masked fellow you suspicion it is. That horse of his would get clear of them deputies in no time.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, you know I wouldn't try to do you on anything you got coming.
I don't know anything of the kind. Folks, I wouldn't trust you as far as I could throw a heifer.
That's kind of reckless talk, ain't it?
What if it is?
Maybe you're forgetting you're alone in my camp. If I was you, I'd talk kind of soft and easy like.
Well, maybe the kid did take a tumble. And maybe the masked hombre did have something to do with his disappearance.
Yeah?
But recollect this. If I find out one of them things ain't so, if I find out you done this trick to me, I'll get square with you if it's the last thing I do.
You're welcome to try it.
Here's another thing to remember. I still figure I got 500 coming from you. You gonna pay up or ain't you?
The blazes with you. I paid the kid. You didn't get the cash after that, it's just your hard luck.
Well, I'm heading back to town. Don't you forget what I just said.
It ain't likely.
And you're getting no more horses from me till you pay up. Get back. Get along.
Duff Seeley left Polk's camp to return to town. He did not know that two men, one masked, were watching him from a place of concealment beyond the last sentinel stationed to the outlaws.
There he comes, fellow.
Him look plenty mad.
Just never trust each other, Seeley, brother. Perhaps Duff and Polk didn't quarrel, but I'll wager enough was said to make our plans successful.
Get up there! Get up there! Get up there! Get up there! Get up there!
Ride, keep fast.
Probably hoping you'll find Buck somewhere on the trail. You've learned where the horses are hidden.
Them not near camp. Them in canyon over that way. Me take you there, all right.
Oh, clever. The law should come and I'll be able to surprise him. He could claim he knew nothing about the horses. This time, however, his cleverness is going to trap him. We'll wait till dark, Tonto, and then we'll act. Come on,
get him up, Scout.
Men was needed to guard the stolen horses in the narrow mouth canyon. It was some distance from the camp, and the law could never have proven that Polk knew of their existence. But that night, the outlaw on guard was aroused by a low call.
Oh.
He jumped to attention with a startled cry.
Hi.
All two figures loom up in the darkness, and then.
Oh!
You got him, fellow.
Him not come through for maybe 2 hours now.
Good. Come. The masked man, the faithful Indian, mounted their great horses and raced toward the enemy grouped in the canyon. They circled behind, uttered sharp commands, and suddenly the herd swung about with a great clattering of hoofs and sped toward the canyon's mouth.
Come on!
An hour, 2 hours went by. Then slowly the outlaw left behind stirred, groaned, rose unsteadily to his feet.
The horse is gone. Will I tell the boss about this?
In their camp, the outlaws were still grouped around the dying embers of their fires. But as the sound of running footsteps reached them, they looked toward their leader in alarm.
Hey! Somebody's running this way!
Quiet! Who's there?
Oh.
The horse is Shorty. What's the matter?
The horse is a fool, boss.
Oh, every last one of them gone. Clean gone.
You fool?
Boss, I couldn't help it. Honest, I couldn't. $1,000 worth of horse flesh took right from under your nose.
But I'd never even see him till he was on me.
What's that? You seen him?
Well, not to know again. But I can tell you one of them stunts.
Who?
Duff Seeley.
Why,
how do you know it was him if you couldn't make him out?
I heard one of them call out his name just before I was hit. I was not cool.
Boss, that fits in all right.
Yeah.
You know what Duff said. He told you he figured you did something to the kid. I'll bet my saddle this is that Paul Heff way of getting even.
And who else would know where the horses were kept?
The double-crossing sidewinder. Get your horses.
Are we riding?
Where are we going, boss?
To have a talk with Duff.
But if we show ourselves...
He don't live in town. He's got that place beyond where the Indians live. And I don't care if he was in town. I'd get him anyhow. Now hit leather, fellas. We're traveling.
All right.
Duff Seeley retired that night with nothing on his mind but the disappearance of Buck and the $500. In the morning, he rose, dressed, and started to prepare his breakfast. When a glance through the window toward the corral made him drop the pan he was holding.
Where did they come from? Back
up. Keep your hands on that holster.
The masked man.
Right.
Let me out. Them horses in the corral.
The stolen horses. The horses you stole and delivered to Pope.
I gotta get rid of them. Hide them. They're cheap.
You're staying inside.
But I...
That door over there. Where does it lead to?
That's my bedroom. But look, stranger,
keep still. I'll do the talking.
You?
We're going to have some visitors.
Visitors?
Oh, Peters and his gang.
No. No, they'll think I took them horses. They'll grill me. Stranger, wait, listen. Don't make me stay here.
I know a lot about you, Duff. I know that when Pope decided to come back to this part of the country, it was because you had written to him suggesting a way the two of you could work together.
That ain't Pope.
You stole the horses and delivered them to him to sell. What's more, you made Buck help you against his will. You had him so terrified that he had to become a crook.
Please.
Now you're going to pay for what you've done.
I tell you, there ain't a word or two to what you said. It was them Indians that stole the horses. Ask the sheriff. Ask anybody. They'll tell you. They'll show you where it was wrong.
Spoke in his men.
Oh, they'll kill me.
I'm going in that bedroom. But I'll have a gun on you every second, Duff. I leave the door open an inch. You say a word about my being here. You stay fled. Don't make any mistakes, Duff.
Now you're shooting. They want to be afraid. Come in.
What's the matter? I knew it was you took them horses from the canyon, Duff. But I never figured you was fool enough to bring them right here to your own corral. It was lucky I found out what a loco idiot you are before you got us all in trouble.
I can't explain now, Pooh. But you...
I'm going to let him try to talk his way out of this, boy. Give the polecat what he's got coming to him.
He'll get it.
Duff, you was at my camp last night. You said I kept the cash that was coming to you and that you aimed to get square for it.
Don't talk. Keep still. We'll talk this out later.
But later, right, nothing. I've caught you dead to rights.
Wait.
And I've got things figured out. Buck never did disappear at all. You just want to bluff on me, thinking maybe I'd give you more cash.
That ain't it, Pope.
For all I know, maybe you was deciding to leave town. Maybe you had a buyer for them horses outside. One of them back so you could make the sale yourself and keep all the cash.
You're wrong, Pope.
And all that talk about the match fellow being bad. That was just to keep me from suspicioning you. The same way you put the blame on them Indians living down the road to keep the sheriff off your trail.
I wish I could talk to you the way I want to, Pope. But I can't now.
Why not?
Well, I...
If you've got any explanation to make, now's the time to make it. Because in another minute, it'll be too late.
I can't say anything now. If I can't, but later...
No, there won't be any later.
You're all through, Duff.
Let's drill a double crosser and get the horses back and light out. Ain't safe staying here to close the town.
Right. No, don't shoot.
You're getting drilled. And you ain't getting nothing. You ain't deserving.
No, put that gun down. I...
Take it like a man.
Ah, wait. Where did that shot come from?
Look, it's the masked fellow.
Hey, don't go
there. Up with your hands, all of you.
Hold it. That's why I couldn't talk. He was behind that door all the time.
that I couldn't warn you,
or he'd have grilled me.
And the masked fellow was back in this part of the country.
Well, it don't make no difference. You didn't hear what we said. We can't prove nothing against us. Nobody's going to take a masked fellow's word for nothing.
No one will have to. Have you heard enough, fellas?
You can.
Come on, Connor, you too, Doc.
Hey, what are you thinking?
And that agent will always travel with the masked fellow.
Yeah, pretty slick. The masked man was slicker yet.
Hell, I ain't done nothing.
No? All you done was steal horses, deliver them to Polk here, and then put the blame on a couple of redskins that never done no harm to you.
It wasn't me to blame the engine, Sheriff. It was Buckland.
Because you made him do it.
How'd you fellas get in that there room?
We was there before you got here. The masked man kept Duff busy talking while we was climbing in the window.
Quick.
But how did you know we'd be here, Sheriff? You didn't see us riding here.
Donna told the sheriff what to expect. We took your horses, folks, and told the sheriff when it was done.
And I don't mind admitting that when the agent first talked to me, I didn't believe him either. He made me come along. And now I'm blamed glad I did.
Blast you, Shorty. You was the one said you heard Jeff's name mentioned when the horses were put from the canyon.
Well, I did, boss.
You call masked friend Jeff.
What?
Shorty didn't believe what him here.
Come here, Buck. You think you can handle a shooting iron well enough to help me get these skunks back to town and throw in jail?
Sure I can, Sheriff.
And here's Polk's gun. They try to make a break for it, let him have it.
Sheriff, Polk's just as good as the rest of
them. You can't jail us less than you jail him, too.
Yeah? Well, I've heard the whole story. I know how you scared the living daylights out of the kid, Duff, to make him do like you said. So I'm giving him another chance to go straight.
That is fair.
Maybe not. But the masked fella asked me to. And after what he's done, that fella can't ask nothing that wouldn't be agreeable to me.
Come on, Silver Fellow! Tom's waiting for us near Plainfield! We've got to hurry!
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.